How Barack Obama might change your life as a consumer of technology. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. During his campaign, Barack Obama promised to expand the availability of high-speed internet connections to every corner of the country.
We will raise the standards for broadband speed. We will connect schools and libraries and hospitals. And we'll take on the special interests so that we can finally unleash the power of wireless spectrum for our safety, our security, and our connectivity.
President-elect Obama believes the government should play a strong role in guiding the development of communications technology, according to Jonathan Taplin, professor at the USC Annenberg School for Communication.
He wants us to lead the world in broadband penetration, and that would needless to say mean he wants to change things like even simple things like the definition of broadband. The FCC currently defines broadband as 200 kilobits per second. That is very slow. He wants to use the Universal Service Fund to help allow low-income people to get access to broadband.
Net neutrality is another one of those issues that tends to divide people. Could you give us a brief definition of what that really means and what change President Obama is likely to bring in that area?
So network neutrality is the notion that broadband operators, that would be, you know, Comcast or AT&T, should not be able to block or degrade internet content and services. And recently, Comcast was censored by the FCC for blocking BitTorrent, which is a peer-to-peer service. So that is, for many of us, a very important policy. Because really the basis of the internet was that it was what we call an end-to-end service. That means that everybody has access to it. The kid who's running a server from his garage with his, you know, band's music on it and selling it on MySpace or iTunes should have the same access to the content as ESPN or AOL or any other content service. And I think Obama has been very strong in supporting network neutrality.
What about privacy regulation? This is another area that really touches people's lives when it comes to technology policy. Are we likely to see the Obama administration strengthen privacy controls for consumers or just sort of leave it alone?
Well, I think the FTC is in the midst of reviewing all this. I believe that there is a kind of growing consensus among the people who are providing these services that some sort of opt-in solution, i.e. the consumer has to agree to share his data with the service provider in return for hopefully lower prices, more relevant advertising, all sorts of things. And so my sense is the industry is coming to the conclusion that this is important, and I don't think the Obama administration is going to have to fight very hard on this one.
Jonathan Taplin is communications professor at the University of Southern California. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.